Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just before Christmas, we have today the feast of Saint Thomas, one of the 12, one of the great apostles of the nations. I often like to point out to our school children that one of the reasons why our holy religion is such a great and comforting religion is that it's not centered around us or around our unworthiness or sins, but it's always centered around the great grace of a God which Jesus Christ has so lovingly purchased for us by his dying on the cross. Truly in the lives of all the apostles, but perhaps especially in the life of Saint Thomas, we see how grace of God lifts up even the most weak one, and who, because of the great strength and passion and death of Christ, becomes a glorious figure in the work of our Lord's in spreading the kingdom of our Lord. Saint Thomas was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus, and when our Lord was still here on earth, he showed a great zeal for his faith. And he, when Jesus was going to face the danger of being killed by his enemies, the other apostles tried to keep their master back in safe. But Saint Thomas, he said to them, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." But then Jesus, when he was really captured by his enemies, Saint Thomas, he lost all his courage, and like the others did, he ran away. His heart was truly broken with sorrow because of his own cowardice, and that now our Lord was put into shameful death. And then on Easter Sunday, after our Lord's glorious resurrection, our Lord appeared to his apostles, but Saint Thomas was not then with them. So as soon as he arrived back, the other apostles told him joyfully, "We have seen the Lord." And they thought that Saint Thomas would be filled with happiness, but instead he did not believe their message. He said that unless he would see our Lord's hands the prints of the nails, he would not believe. And then 8 days later, our Lord appeared to his apostles again, and this time Saint Thomas was there. And Christ called him and told him to do exactly what he, Saint Thomas, had said, namely to touch his hands and the wounds in his side. Poor Saint Thomas, as he had formerly abandoned our Lord and being ashamed of it, now he again felt shame because of his incredulousness. He fell down at his master's feet and cried out, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus gave him his loving words, "Because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. But blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed." So the beginning of the apostleship of Saint Thomas was filled with such a great zeal, but when the hard times came, all the zeal and all the courageousness left, and he had run away. And when our Lord had resurrected, he refused to believe in the church. But when after Pentecost he was confirmed and filled with the Holy Ghost, then those days were forever gone. Saint Thomas went to India to preach the gospel, and he died a martyr there after making many converts. How beautifully his life shows us that no matter what kind of failures we face in our own life, our Lord is always there to lift us up. we too can be such great and such zealous and such brave and strong disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it takes none of our own strength to do that. Grace of God is all what it takes. If we ask from our Lord the strength and grace to be his faithful disciples on earth, he will grant that to us. We truly have to learn in this life to be humble and remember that we ourselves are nothing, but with the grace of God, we can become citizens of God's kingdom on earth, his saints in heaven. And truly, when we are with God, nothing is impossible for us, and everlasting joyfulness is in our guarantee. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.